in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on the Tim Ridley Show.
Yes, it is time for Retention Attention with our good friend Jackie McManus. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you this morning?
Doing great. Did you have a nice long weekend?
Well, it worked, but yeah, it was great. It's always great when we're here, to, you know, being with our fellow road dogs out there. But yeah, it was a good weekend, though. I did get some grilling in and, of course, the time for remembrance and had a great time. How about you?
Good. Yeah, absolutely the same. It was worked as well, but that's what we do in this industry. Got to hit the barbecue and, just have a day of remembrance. So all is good.
Well, that's wonderful. And what's new and what's been going on and what is happening in the world of recruiting and retention out there?
Well, what's not happening in today's market, Tim? It is, I have not seen, fleets coming to us at an all-time high looking for drivers. And I'm talking about companies that they're not only looking for, two to three drivers, they're looking for 100, 200, 300 truck drivers. And so the driver shortage is definitely, the industry is definitely feeling the pain of the driver shortages, and a lot of that has to do with COVID, and a lot of the driving schools obviously shutting down and bringing in, newer folks to the industry. But a lot has to do with the fact, too, and I'd love to hear from the callers, is that a lot of these companies are having difficulty with truck driver retention. And I know we speak a lot about that, and I love hearing about the callers and finding out exactly what's keeping you at your current trucking company. It starts with transparency. It starts with, from the recruiter to onboarding to fulfilling your promise, not only 60 days, 90 days, but a year or two in. But a lot of carriers still just don't have this secret sauce. So again, I would love to hear from truck drivers, what's keeping them at their current trucking company?
Our number is 615-292-6366 if you'd like to tell Jackie what keeps you with your company and how long have you been with your company. Jackie, I have two questions actually. First one is, did you find or did companies tell you that they had a drop-off in losing people? In other words, did they have more retention during the peak of the pandemic, or was it the same? And my estimation is that people, drivers, were not jumping ship at that time.
But totally.
Okay, so that's what they found, that it was not as tough at that time in terms of keeping the drivers on board.
Absolutely. And sure, there were a lot of trucking companies. Went from maybe the carriers that went from 65% turnover, during those 2 to 3 months that were really the peak, let's say March through June of last year, they had a retention of, a turnover of 20%. So it decreased dramatically. But now that there's obviously more freight out there, and there's certain carriers out there that are increasing their pay, drivers now have the opportunity to look at different trucking companies. And so now we found in 2021, the turnover rate has been astronomical across the board. But I think a lot has to do with the culture of how these trucking companies are bringing in drivers, right? It comes down to, listen, a recruiter can give you the whole world, but if they're not, factual and transparent of what exactly the route entails, drivers can smell that about 3 miles away. So, and so you can't really, it's really black and white what the job entails. And so when there's a spin that's put on top of it, that that obviously is going to leave bad taste in the driver's mouth. And listen, they're not going to refer their friends or family to go to that company, right? So it comes down to, obviously this is a long-winded answer, but it does come down to treating the driver immediately with the respect, telling them it's black and white, telling them the expectations, getting most of the team involved, and really making it a group decision to make sure that the driver feels comfortable with the employer that they're going to now.
Well, Jackie, you actually answered my next question, because I was going to ask you, did you find that most breach of trust occurs between the recruiter and the time they get to orientation?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's where the breach is.
That's exactly where the breach is. And it comes down to, we specialize in digital advertising. And it comes down to the ad, right? So a lot of trucking companies will say, well, some drivers make, up to $110,000 a year. Well, if the driver's just looking at that ad, looking at the company for the first time, and you see that up to $110,000 a year, and they talk to the recruiter, and it really is only about, let's say, $75,000, that's already one strike against the company. And so being transparent in what the pay is off the bat, and it comes down to the ad, is so huge. And you see some companies, trying to get around that with their, tricky type language. But for us, it makes sense to be as transparent as possible, because bottom line is the driver is going to either talk to the recruiter or talk to someone in the organization that's going to let them know exactly what the job entails.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to pull over and take a quick break. And Jackie, the lines are full, waiting to talk to you.
Can't wait. Great.
So we're going to pull over and take us a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Beautiful.
Jackie McManus is with us. Retention, attention. This is Tim Ridley on SiriusXM.
Back to Retention, Attention with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
All right, Jackie, let's head straight to the phone lines. And Ten Ring is first in line this morning. Ten Ring, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. My biggest thing with the retention is one that a lot of people don't really pay attention to, and it's what's their own fault. I work for one of the highest paying companies. I made over $90,000 a year as a company driver for the last couple of years. And that's no joke. That's on the W-2 and that's on everything else. Okay. But when a driver cannot behave themselves as far as DOT violations and everything else, and they get upset with a company, and they have unrealistic expectations of the company and themselves together, then they get fired, because they don't want to fire them, because like you said, they need them. But if you're going to drive like a fool, you can't be working for somebody, a more reputable company. So you end up going to the seedy underworld, I guess you could call it. And, and you end up getting lackluster pay, and you get frustrated, and you hate the whole thing, and then your whole attitude just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other flip side that we don't hear about too, right? And I think you're totally spot on. There has been so many different, obviously, rules and regulations that have made it such a challenge for a lot of drivers, but yes, there are companies out there, and congrats on $90,000 a year as a company driver. That's also very rare and very unheard of.
I'm average, Jackie, and I'm average, really.
Wow, that's amazing. Are you, question on your route, are you OTR, or are you, what's the route that you're?
I'm 21-day OTR, refrigerated.
Yeah.
My mileage pay is 69 cents a mile. being a mentor to not newer drivers, but people that are new to the company, when they have mm-hmm. problems, they call me, and I hear the problems that they have, and a lot of it is self-generated. And that's why I've always said, you know, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, and when you get there, there's all those little brown spots, and that's from other people peeing up. And that's from other people peeing on themselves and creating those brown spots. You know, a lot of this stuff is unrealistic expectations and getting out and understanding that you have a stake in this too, wherever you're at. Find the better companies. Come on over here. Use my mm-hmm. driver code. You know, I want to buy another Harley this year. Use my driver code.
Right.
You know.
And Jackie, you happen to be one of our sponsors, and you can call the name of the company there, Ten Ring.
Okay. Well, you come to Crete, Schaefer, and Hunt. Use my driver code DANCR. I want to buy another Harley this year. So, you know, I'm not kidding. It's driver responsibility. It's not always on the company. I talk to people all the time. And it's individual responsibility goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I can tell you what you just said about your company is just, it just leaps and bounds, you know, hearing that from, you know, a fellow driver.
All right. Okay.
All right, Ten Ring, thank you for your call, brother.
Have a Merry Christmas, Tim and Jay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good ride, buddy. Let's go to Chrome Badger. Chrome Badger, you're live on the show with Jackie. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, Chrome Badger. Long time no speak. How are you?
Good, good. Thankfully, doing very well up here near Poconos, up here in Pennsylvania. I'm about 32 minutes from my stop. I'm going to stop for a quick breakfast, get unloaded, and go back down the road. Things are very well, thank you.
Oh, very nice.
You know, I left my other job after almost 20 years, and I got a new one. Mm-hmm. And this new one, thankfully, is working out great. And you know what? You know, when I was 19, I couldn't be so choosy. But as you get older, you get more experience mm-hmm. under your belt, and you become a better driver, more credentials. And you know what? The main thing is, I mean, pay is good, but also communication, equipment, travel lanes, mm-hmm. and just overall the atmosphere that you work for and hold time. And fortunately, I have everything right where I want it. By the grace of God, it's working out good. My boss is a really decent person. He treats me like his nephew. Really good people, family-owned company. And I've come to realize, I mean, nothing against big companies, because I worked for one for almost 20 years, but it seems like the bigger they get sometime, you're just an unwanted necessity and just a number sometime, and it shows mm-hmm. the way they do things. And so that would be my major factor, you know, all those factors all combined. And, you know, it's like I said, it's the atmosphere. It's who you're working for and how you're appreciated and treated.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how long have you been with your current carrier?
Since November of last year.
Okay, yeah, great. And then what size fleet do they have?
Actually, we only have 4 company trucks and 1 owner-operator, and we will put on more, but there's, like, you know, the driver shortage. There's a shortage of drivers.
Sure.
My boss can use three really good guys as company drivers. He says, I'd be happy just to find one. And every day he's out here working with us, and he doesn't want to work as much because he's got other things to do, dispatch and paperwork and all kinds of things. But the driver shortage. And as far as equipment goes, he ordered me a brand new Volvo VNL 860 loaded out for me. Should be here in August. So
beautiful.
Yep. So I'm very excited, thankful for it all. And like Ten Ring said, you know, you got to be responsible. Excuse me. You got to go out here and just do your job and just get it done and stay out of trouble and just enjoy yourself out here. Be a good, responsible driver.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that makes that spot on, and you see that from big businesses to small businesses or big trucking companies to small trucking companies. You know, you can often get, you know, lost in the crowd, really. And so we are seeing also a lot of truck drivers move to those smaller to medium-sized fleets where, they get to know the owner, they get to know, you know, the owner's wife, and vice versa. You know, the place where it's really home. And a lot of drivers, you know, want to retire with that same company.
Yep, exactly. It's a family. It's like we're all of the one big family here. And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. So that's amazing. Well, Cormadger, it's so great speaking to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. It's great talking with you, Jackie and Tim. And talk to you guys later. Have a great day.
Great travel.
You too, brother. Sir Old Dog is with us. Sir Old Dog, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning. I also work for one of your sponsors, Diamond Transportation, and I'm a lease owner operator, and I've never been so happy working for a company in my life that respects
me.
They basically take care of any situation. They're there for you, and I mean almost any situation. They're very helpful. They make you succeed. They help you succeed, and we've got more freight we know what to do with, and I'm urging anybody who wants to lease on, and we do oversized tractors, all of our stuff is 100% RGN freight. We do have a flatbed or two to haul different items into our drop yards, and those are the only company positions we have is at our terminals. Everything else is owner-operators. And when the head honcho calls you up on the phone and says, I heard you on the radio, and he knew me by my handle and my name, that he knows his drivers. They know you. They know about you. They ask questions. I consider his a big family. And they're out of, and my truck number is 88400. And I urge anybody who want, and we are so busy, guys are complaining that they've got too much to do. And that's a good thing because you've got a very great safety rating compared to other companies. And that's a good thing also because it keeps your insurance rates down. So,
yeah.
The people that help you succeed is your willingness to do the job correctly, safely, okay? Take your time, do the job right the first time. And the bonuses here are $16, $18, $2,000 a quarter. Okay, so the safety bonus is to keep your equipment in shape, okay? And every time you get a good DOT inspection of any, you get $100, write your pay. That's this is the kind of stuff that makes drivers want to succeed, is having companies that really back up their drivers and know their drivers. And the respect is above par. And this is where a lot of these company drivers are. And I've been through the company driver rigmarole when I growing up in this industry. I'm 47 years I've been at this. And I've learned that companies do not respect their drivers. They just want somebody to get behind that wheel and just drive their truck. They have, they call them a number. And I mean, what's your number? They don't want to know your name. They want to know your number. And that's the disrespect. And drivers will not put up with that.
Yeah, that's spot on. Well, thank you so much. 47 years, wow. Thank you so much for all you do, and it sounds like they're doing a marine. I just quick question: what size fleet is your trucking company that you work for?
Say again, Jackie.
How many owner operators does your trucking company
have? We got a little over 60 right now. We're trying to keep.
Okay, great.
But we are screaming. I mean, my truck was in the shop, and they were calling me almost every week. When's it going to be ready? I need you back on the road, you know. I'm a specialized driver because I'm also a certified mechanic, and I think outside the box. Or you know, and there's a lot of stuff we haul is not up to par. It's used or auction stuff. So you got to know how to operate the equipment. Sometimes, most of the time. And you got to know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, we're not going to train you. I will help any driver. I don't care what truck he has. flatbed reefer, if he's in need of help, I will stop and help him. The guys at the port, they haven't learned how to operate the equipment yet. I'll teach them. I don't tell them how. I show them how. I teach them so the next time they know what they're doing. And if you don't, a lot of drivers think that they're going to, right off the bat, when they come out of tractor trailer training school, they're going to make $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You have to stick it out. You have to earn it. You just don't go making big money unless you start off with $50 million. Hey, you might make a little money down the road. But you really have to stick things out and stay with the company to show your work, to show them you can do the job. And this is where a lot of drivers mm-hmm. shoot themselves in the foot because they don't stick it out. They get frustrated. You need to sit down and talk to your fleet manager, your dispatchers, let them get to know you, show them that you can do the job, and then you'll get the respect. That it's respect isn't given, it's earned.
That's right. Well, Sir Old Dog, thank you so much for your call, brother. We appreciate you, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much.
All right. And Jackie, we're just about out of time. It is always a pleasure, and thank you for all you do as well, and we certainly look forward to our next visit together.